Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And it's being made right now by COVID. A piece of very good news. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has plans to authorize a booster shot, a third shot, if you took Moderna or Pfizer, a second shot if you took J&J, for immunocompromised people, people whose immunity systems are compromised for various medical or other reasons. This is going to happen apparently by the end of this month, or certainly by September. The good news about that is it's not long after that they'll authorize it for everybody. And everybody who got their vaccine shots back, you know, January, February, March, April, or even more recently, can get a booster shot. And you should get a booster shot. I'm going to get a booster shot the minute it's available. It's not clear how long the vaccine lasts on those initial injections. Against the standard COVID pre-Delta variant, the expectation would be at least a year, maybe more. With Delta, they don't know. So I think what's going to happen is they're going to recommend that people at 6 or 8 months get a booster. The very sad thing is that we're not even close to herd immunity right now. The people that have already gotten vaccine shots are going to get the booster, most of them. And that's going to be available fairly soon, starting with immunocompromised people, probably by September, probably in the next few, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. But what do you do with the people, 30 to 40%, who continue to say they're not going to get any vaccine at all? They're anti-vaxxers. They're anti-maskers. And they're anti-social distancers. And they're anti-maskers even for when you're indoors, in schools or anywhere else. And they're just flat out anti-vaxxers. And they say their argument is they have rights, they're libertarians, and they have a right not to take it, it's their body. And that's true. And if this were simply bypass surgery or something that could kill them if they don't get it, that's their decision. Sad, but that's their decision. On the other hand, if they can infect other people and kill other people, especially kids, because the vaccine has not been authorized by children under 12 years old. So these poor kids in grade school are going in there from kindergarten up to middle school, and they're not vaccinated because they can't be legally. They can't be vaccinated. And so what do? You're going to expose them because you have some personal rights? The answer is no. Do we go around society catching people, grabbing them, holding them down, and jabbing them? No. In China, they're doing that. I mean, China, they just decree that everybody in this town is going to get a vaccine if they don't get a vaccine. And the cops are out there, they'll grab them and jab them. They'll grab them and jab them. We don't do that. You know, one possibility is a lot of employers now are requiring vaccinations. And if you don't get vaccinated, you don't have a job. That's especially true in healthcare facilities, hospitals, clinics, that kind of thing. You simply don't want doctors and nurses hovering around you who haven't been vaccinated. And it's nuts to think that somehow any doctor or nurse would say, okay, I don't want to be vaccinated. But you know, at Houston Methodist down in Houston, Texas, it's a great hospital system, 25,000 employees. They decreed they were the first ones. Everybody has to get vaccinated. And 200, I don't know, 45 or 50 of them said, we're not going to do it. Well, they're not going to do it. Then you lose your job. Period. End of story. Period. End of story. Some people are saying, well, they have to be vaccinated or otherwise give a COVID test every week, sometimes every 2 weeks. COVID tests are a pain in the neck. Actually, they're a pain in the nose. They stick a straw into your nostril. It's nasty. It's a slight inconvenience. There are going to be some people who will say, I don't want to be vaccinated, but I'm going to have them stick a straw in my nose once or twice a week. Maybe, you know, but I don't think that's a good enough substitute, frankly. That's not a good enough substitute. Why do I say that? Because, okay, you passed the COVID test in the last week, but yesterday you got it. And that didn't show up in a test a week ago. It's not current. It's not precisely current. Statistically, it works to some extent. But that's what's happening. That is what is. The other thing might be in schools, some parents say, okay, I choose not to mask my child. Now, I think there what you do is your child then will have to attend by Zoom. We don't inconvenience the other kids, have them hanging around kids who aren't masked and may have gotten COVID from their parents who won't be vaxxed. Instead of doing that, the kid has to be educated, have them educated by Zoom, just like everybody last year. What is it? What is the reason why so many, virtually all Republican governors, except Ohio and Maryland, they have Republican governors who aren't nutty and goofy on vax and mask. Why is it that these others, Texas, Florida, everywhere else, are somehow making this a political issue? Somehow this has to do with a communicable disease. A communicable disease. What, you're not going to get a polio shot? You're not going to get a smallpox shot? Are you kidding me? It's a communicable disease. Everybody carries it like a badge of honor. At the Sturgis motorcycle rally, there are people saying that they don't think anybody in that crowd had been vaccinated. Forget about masks. And a lot of it's outdoors. I get it. But the last time that there was one of these Sturgis events, it spread coronavirus in Minnesota and everywhere else. I'm getting very tired of Republican governors. I'm getting very much more tired of people. And I do know some of them. Some of them are friends of mine and one distant relative who go, well, you know, it's just a personal liberty choice. No, it is not a personal liberty choice. So, yes, I'm going to get the booster. I hope you get the booster and everybody else. I think that there have to be more restrictions. There have to be, it's a condition of employment. People who don't get vaccinated should be on the no-fly list. The no-fly list. You don't get vaccinated, you can't show a vaccination card, you're on the no-fly list. If you have a medical reason, there's a handful of people who medically can't get vaccinated. I sympathize with that. I understand it. Then you submit that. But it's time we crack down. We're going to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, Matt. I agree with pretty much everything you're saying, but I got to push back on one thing, and that was the students going to school through Zoom. That is not a solution. I'm a teacher. We did that last year. It is horrible. The kids don't learn nearly as much, and the teachers are doing twice as much work for the same pay.
That's a good point, and I want to expand on that. And when I'm saying that, I hate Zoom. I hate instruction over Zoom, whether it's kindergarten, which is absurd. How do you do kindergarten over Zoom? You know, kindergarten over Zoom, I mean, kindergarten is all about cooperation and socialization. I don't even want grad school over Zoom. I don't want anything over Zoom. What I'm saying, Dan, is this, though. Let's suppose you have a class of 20 kids, and you have a mandate that those kids have to wear masks because they're too young to be vaccinated. Let's say they're first graders or second graders. Two of the 20 have parents who are anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers and anti-everything. And they go, we opt out. Now, even with schools with mandatory masking policies, some of them is mandated, but if the kids' parents won't let them wear a mask, then they still admit them to school. Let me ask you this, Dan, and this is a rhetorical question to everybody out there. What do you do with a class of 20 kids in the first or second grade? I completely agree. Zoom is no good. Completely agree. But two of the 20 kids have parents who won't let them wear a mask. Is the solution to let the kids in? You don't want to somehow isolate them or make them feel bad. Or is this, and then you jeopardize these other kids. You jeopardize the teachers, you jeopardize janitors, you jeopardize staff, you jeopardize everybody. Or is the solution, regrettably, for those two kids, they go on Zoom? You know, what is it? What, you tell me. If it's your child, and, you know, kids' masks slip off and they're playing, maybe they hug each other, they're real close to one of the teachers. Teacher has a spouse and kids and everything. Yes, they have masks, but they're not perfect. They're not foolproof. What do you do? And that's a tough question. So Dan and I are in complete agreement. My wife was a speech and language therapist at the Germantown public school system for over 30 years. And I know exactly the kind of hard work they do. And I know exactly the exposure to kids. But, you know, what do you do? What do you do? And you don't want to isolate the kid. You let two kids have in with no masks and 18 of them have to wear masks. And everybody goes among the kids. Why do they get to not wear a mask? You tell me. I don't have the answer to that. My initial answer is they go by Zoom. Don't like Zoom. By the way, the lines are lighting up. Do not hang up. We're going to a break right now. It's a mandatory break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll be back right after the break and go right to the lines. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.